Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Liv and Charlie with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, a federal Labor MP has put shoe to asphalt through the city in order to combat vandalism on a new wave of posters by Adelaide-based artist Peter Drew. The posters depict Australian citizens that were subjected to the White Australia policy with the phrase Aussie written beneath and have been put around inner city Brisbane and throughout Ipswich. Renee Coffey, member for Griffith, took to social media to share her removal of vandalism on these posters, where terms like Indian, Chinese, and not were plastered over the top. The MP said she was using, quote, stepladder, squeegee on a pole, and my tallest son to remove the defamatory exclamations. Of the vandalism, Drew said, quote, what we've got is a very small cohort of lost boys who are testing their ideology against reality, and every time it gets knocked back.
Queensland Premier David Crisafulli has revealed a long-promised plan to support the state's veterans and boost the economy. Speaking at the Ecker yesterday, Crisafulli unveiled the government's Veterans and Veterans Family Strategy 2026-32. The six-year plan sets out a coordinated whole-of-government approach dedicated to making sure that they have access to needed services. The government has promised to strengthen support for veterans and their families in areas such as employment, housing, health and community programs.
In national news, South Australian Premier Peter Malinauskas has announced a royal commission into artificial intelligence, the first of its kind at a state level. The commission will shape future approaches to AI technology, including potential restrictions on its use, and will examine the impacts of AI on education, skills work, public services, and infrastructure. Mr. Malinauskas said the government needed to act now to keep AI in check. Quote, we can choose to set the guardrails and the policy frameworks to ensure that we use AI in a way that puts people first. However, the commission will not consider the infrastructure behind AI, like data centres. And there are also concerns that AI will develop further before the commission is complete, with some experts calling for action now rather than later. The commission is expected to begin on October 1st and deliver a report to the state government no later than July 1st next year.
Australian badminton clubs have seen a rise in price for shuttlecocks thanks to the spread of bird flu. National badminton players have been impacted by the mass culling of geese and poultry across East and Central Asia as a result of H5 avian influenza, cutting the global supply of goose and duck feathers needed to craft the shuttlecocks essential for the game. Clubs and players have switched to synthetic shuttlecocks to manage these rising costs, but they insist that they are a poor quality substitute. Badminton Australia Chief Executive Jit Wiestra says that even a mid-range shuttlecock has become near unaffordable for most players and clubs. She said, quote, I believe synthetics will be the way of the future due to feathers being unsustainable, but they are currently not close to where they need to be an appropriate option.
In international news, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected the Trump administration's plan to end conflict in the Palestinian territory, saying that Hamas's proposed plan is unacceptable. US President Donald Trump claimed that Israel was, quote, very happy about it. However, ahead of the Sunday cabinet meeting, Mr. Netanyahu said that the two countries had differing views during their discussions. He said, quote, they have ideas. Some of them are acceptable to us and some are unacceptable to us, and that Israel rejects the 15-point plan. For your weather today, the sun is high in the sky, blessing us with sunny weather all the way up to 23 degrees. It's currently 16 degrees with visibility at a perfectly clear level. If you tried hard enough today, you could probably look over and say good morning to everyone just waking up in Western Australia. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Good morning, my beautiful news people.
Good morning.
I wanted to give a huge thank you to Kim from Bird Desert for just subscribing and supporting 4ZZZ.
Yay!
Lots of love. What is your experience like reading the news here at 4ZZZ? And when did you start as volunteers?
We both started a few months ago. Our experience has been amazing getting to be a part of a community radio station like this. Reading the news just gives us such a good inner glow getting to be a part of something like
this. Do you guys get to, and you kind of like,